And since Vassar's here, he'd probably help a little on this. You know, y'all kind of got into bluegrass. Well,
we got into bluegrass before we got into anything else, to tell you the truth.
You know, it's a traditional form of music that's been done a lot. You know, what do you hope to do with it, you know?
Mess it up?
Mess it up.
No.
No, you've been doing it really well. I mean, yeah, I'm not saying it that way.
We like to take what we think are the best elements of bluegrass and use them in a few tunes in our show.
Yeah, give it some drive.
We're not trying to build a whole career around a career or a reputation around bluegrass. We appreciate the fact that most rock and roll bands can't, when they play bluegrass, it means turn an electric banjo on and play Foggy Mountain Breakdown real shitty.
Well, there's a certain element, you know. I mean, Johnny plays bluegrass, and
here comes the
Johnny's
element.
A bluegrass player that can play rock and roll, and then some of us are rock and roll players that can play bluegrass. I mean,
Johnny, who is that?
This is this you? John right here.
Johnny, you know, over here. Hey, Vassar, tell us about the first sessions with Hank Williams.
Now, I have to tell you about the first session with Bill Monroe.
All right.
It was Mule Skinner Blues. That's the first tune I ever cut.
Hmm.
I don't know how many.
Is it 1949?
That was 49 or 50.
I was wetting my pants then.
You shouldn't have been.
Well, I mean,
Jimmy,
you know.
Jimmy was 12 years old.
It's just evolution.
No.
Did you that old?
No.
Mule Skinner Blues, man. You remember the rock and roll version of that later on by the Fender Man?
Oh, yes, yeah, sure. I did too.
Did you just walk to Nashville someday and all of a sudden go on stage at the Opry, or did you have to get a job with a band?
No, I was in school in
Florida.
In Florida, and I'd follow Bill every time he'd come to town, you know, following around. They'd go to the bars or something. I'd have to wait outside till they come out. And at first I was playing the guitar, and he tried to get me to come to Nashville when I was 11 years old, and my mother wouldn't let me go to school. I used to picture fiddle players as being tall and skinny and guitar players as being short. You know, I mean, that's what I had. And we used to pick up sticks and make out like we were playing. But anyway, the one that played fiddle or was just learning to play fiddle said his girl didn't want him to play. So me or my cousin, either one that played guitar, didn't want him to learn to play a fiddle, but it was left up to one of us. So I learned the first tunes. I was elected. And that's where it started.
How long did it take you to get into the thing where you started changing it more and you became known as Vassar the Fiddler instead of the guy that plays Foggy Mountain Breakdown or whatever?
I had tried to do that. I'd failed it, I guess, all my life, but because of the Circle album, because of Earl Scruggs, and because of John Hart, three, they gave me a chance to do what I wanted to do.
But you'd been able to do it. You mean people held you back?
Well, they said it was too far out.
They're right.
Hey guys in the booth. Boys in the booth. Hey, listen. I got an idea. Listen, if you took this speaker and lifted it up out here a little bit, you could raise the volume for these people a little bit without killing the people in the front row, and they wouldn't be blocking all the sound anyways. That speaker sounds good when it's working.
And how does it go, Master?
I don't know.